You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening. You can be a part, you can contribute, be a factor here on the Dom Salvia Show at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS working hard on the board, and you folks can call or text in and be a part. Just welcome back. Happy days.
Happy days, Dom.
Yeah. Thank you for cutting up that best of on Friday. It's been
you're so welcome.
A couple of weeks.
I wanted that day off too, man.
2 weeks with Friday off in a row, man. Get used to that. You know what I say?
Uh-huh.
4 days a week, four hours a day.
Peak efficiency.
Mm-hmm. It's all downhill from there. And good news for you, we're just starting out, so we're okay. I'm a little tired though. I mean, yeah. you think, oh, I'm going to go up to Door County. You're going to spend some time with some friends and my wife and hang out, have dinner and drinks and sit in the hot tub. And man, there are a couple of late nights, like 2-3 in the morning. I don't do that anymore. You know,
getting old, man.
And it was beautiful out. You know, the snow was just kind of coming down gently. There was really no wind, and it was the water was hot. The air was cold, and it was time flies when you're in the hot tub. It's like the hot tub time machine.
Oh,
have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, it's actually better than it sounds.
I get the reference. I just haven't seen it.
All right. Well, I'm going to put that one on the list.
I'll put it on the list.
You have a big list, Jess. There's some catching up to do. Yeah, I'm only like 30 years older. 855-752-4842. So, a little tired, but we're going to pull it together. We're going to get our act together, and we're going to talk some politics and have some fun. Today, Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, going to join us at 5 o'clock. I think he's coming in from Florida, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man, the guy's on vacation.
Oh, he's been sending us pictures all week.
I know. Like, this guy's sending food pictures and the key lime pie pictures and scallops and risotto.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You better bring some food next time he comes up.
I know.
So Harvey's going to check in and join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. And, of course, you know how we do it here, folks. At the end of the day, tell us something good. I got something good. It has something to do with the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. Big special on last night. And I'm not really a starstruck guy. Obviously, lots of big names in New York for this event last night. But boy, the memories, it really brings it back to me. I mean, SNL started in 1975. I was born in 71.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so you literally grew up with this.
Grew up with it, right. And that was game changer back then. I mean, it was political satire. It was raunchy. It was, I mean, they did some things.
They pushed some boundaries.
They did. Yeah. And they still kind of do a little bit.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. So on our Tell Us Something Good, I got a little something to tell you.
Ooh, a little tease.
Yeah. So join us at the end of the show for something good as well. The local news, let's get to it. The WISN, the Upfront, they interviewed the state superintendent candidates Jill Underley, Jeff Wright, and Brittany Kinzer. The primary tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta vote tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
And I honestly haven't really researched a whole lot, but there's a little bit I do know that I want to share with the audience in this regard. And primarily, let's talk a little bit about the funding. Let's just do that. According to WISN.com, that's the good WISN. That's the television, all right? The TV. In the Upfront, they reported that we'll call them the Republican candidate, Brittany Kinzer.
It is a nonpartisan race, but she is the one who's been backed by conservative donors, and she's the one who has been espousing conservative ideologies, you know.
She has raised more than three times that of the current superintendent, Underley, or Jeff Wright. Is that correct, Jeff Wright?
Mm-hmm.
She has raised more than three times the money in the pre-primary period, pulling support from, guess who? GOP mega donors Dick and Liz Uline.
Oh, I'm so shocked.
And Beloit businesswoman Diane Hendricks. Here's what she had to say when asked if she would consider herself the conservative candidate. I feel like everyone's like, what label can we put on her? If you want to put me in a box, I guess I'm a moderate, but my issue is improving education, so I will work with anyone, and we have to work with anyone, that wants to put kids first. That's great. How do you feel about...
If only she actually supported policies that would put kids first.
Right. How do you feel about the unfunded religious voucher education?
All for it.
Yeah, knock it out. Let's do more of that. They have the same standards as the public schools, like in Milwaukee. No. Okay.
They don't have the same oversight either.
Not the same standards, not the same oversight. And basically an unfunded mandate from the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin.
Correct.
As I put it, and you don't have to agree with me, but you know how I like to frame it. Nothing like a little indoctrination for the kids when you are able to use public dollars to pay for their religious indoctrination. I have a problem with that, but what do I know? So a couple of the candidates. So the Republican, if you want to vote for the person who's cashing the checks of Dick and Liz Uline, and the Beloit businesswoman, Diane Hendricks, then I guess Brittany Kinzer is your choice. Otherwise, it's Jill Underlee or Jeff Wright. Now, I really don't have an opinion on it. I'll make up a decision before I go cast it tomorrow. It'll be relatively researched, but it's not going to be Brittany, so it's going to be Jill or Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jess, you got any
thoughts? I'm honestly still wrestling with this, because on the one hand, having two candidates who would be more closely aligned with progressive ideals, it splits the votes and it all but ensures that only one of them will get through to the general election against Brittany. On the other, I haven't been overwhelmingly wowed by Superintendent Underlee. You know, I've seen her put forth some good budget proposals. However, with no pathway to actually getting them instituted, I haven't seen her show up with teachers in this state. And the largest teachers union in the state has endorsed Jeff Wright. Hmm. So that's kind of where I'm tilting right now.
So Jill and Jeff are going to split the Dem vote.
Correct.
So one of them's going to lose and Brittany's going to roll through without spending, you know, as much money. And she's going to have a big
And she's already got gobs and gobs and gobs.
Oh, yeah, man. The mega donors. Dick and Liz. Man. Diane Hendricks. I mean, that's like standard operating procedure for conservatives in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. Well, good to know. So, folks, the vote is tomorrow.
Indeed.
And there will be perhaps on your local ballot some other issues on there. So, you know, find out what's happening.
And you know where they can check that?
Where can they check that?
Myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov. Check it out. Be a part. You know, the local politics is very important these days, they say. So if you want to have the voice closest to you, well, that superintendent race could matter. And once again, consider the funding sources when you are at the ballot box. So go out and vote tomorrow. Continuing on with the coverage of the upfront from yesterday, WISN reporting, they also had Kurt Bauer on. Now, I know Kurt Bauer is the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, big business lobby here in the state of Wisconsin, primarily backing the Republicans. Kurt and I, years ago, talked our way into him, sat down and had a conversation. God knows what about.
What was the premise of getting into the building?
I mean, I don't even remember what it was, but we got in and we talked our way past the receptionist and got in. And he took it, and he's a nice enough guy, but he is the president and CEO of WMC. And of course, we have tariffs, and this is the topic of why Kurt was at the upfront on WISN. We got a little bit of sound from Kurt, and I just want to play it. I'm not like ripping entirely on the guy.
Maybe a little.
Maybe just a little. Come on, Kurt. Because of course, he's kind of dancing around. Let's hear about the concerns that WMC may have over the tariffs. Cut number one, please.
Kurt, your winter survey found 56% of state business leaders oppose tariffs on Canada and Mexico. So what are the biggest concerns here in Wisconsin?
Well, the biggest concern is that Canada and Mexico are our two largest trading partners. We have a positive balance of trade with Canada. We want to continue that. We have a longstanding relationship. You know, we are a manufacturing state. We're an agricultural state. We make things. We We grow things, we process them, and we want to sell them around the world. So we want those markets to be open. As it relates to Canada, too, we get a lot of our energy from Alberta that comes through the Sinova refinery up in Superior. So that has another important aspect from our perspective here in Wisconsin, both products and energy.
Okay. Yeah. Prices are going to go up. And bless the upfront cats. But how about, hey, do you endorse and support the tariffs of this administration?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd
right.
be a great question.
Give it to him point blank.
Right. Let's hear a little bit more from Upfront and Kurt Bauer from WMC Cut 2.
Is this in part uncharted territory as we sit here today, just in terms of the rapid fire and the changes we're seeing sometimes day to day on what tariffs may be implemented or not?
Yes. In 14 years of doing this, I've never seen anything like it. It's, you know, each day it seems like there's another development and we have to try and figure out what's going to happen and how it's going to impact our members. It's really drinking from a fire hose right now, and we're not exactly sure what it all means.
Yeah, but did you endorse it? Are you encouraging it? Are you down with the tariffs, or would you suggest, Kurt, that this administration back off and not go down this road? And what about the part about certainty? Don't the markets and business, you're going to make decisions and investments. You want to have some certainty, right? Let's hear cut number three, the industry impacts of the tariffs, please.
And to that, Kurt, about 50% in your winter survey of business leaders said increased tariffs could have a negative effect on their businesses. What industries are we talking about there?
Well, it ranges. Each industry is going to be impacted a little bit differently. We talked a little bit about energy. If energy prices go up, pretty much everybody directly or indirectly is going to be impacted. You know, on the one hand,
inflation?
Steel manufacturers like and aluminum manufacturers in Wisconsin may benefit, but that could have an impact on auto manufacturing and construction. On agriculture, potash coming from Canada, that's a primary ingredient in fertilizers. That could have an impact. So it could be broad ranging. There will be some winners. There will be some losers. We're just not exactly sure how it's all going to turn out. It may take several months. But, of course, we might have more developments next week. You know, we've got the March 4th deadline coming up on the Canada and Mexico pause on the tariffs. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. Like, literally the definition of uncertainty.
Right.
And I'm old enough to remember, Jess, that the time when the conservatives and the Republican Party didn't like picking winners and losers. But apparently now, uncertainty, that's totally fine. There's going to be winners and losers.
Well, when they're the winners.
Or not. The steel and aluminum manufacturers, well, they might be some of the winners. Well, let's think about that for just a moment. Why would that be? Well, the prices of their competitors coming in from overseas, well, they're going to go up. So do you think the local manufacturer can keep their prices the same? They're going to increase their prices to all of their customers, and those customers manufacture things that are ultimately sold to and bought by the public and other customers overseas. So therefore, everyone will have higher prices. But, you know, uncertainty and picking winners and losers is apparently the new way of the Republican Party. A little more from the Upfront with Kurt Bauer. Come back with your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, checking in at the 5 o'clock hour. You can join 855-75-CIVIC. Talking about the impact of tariffs here on the great state of Wisconsin, Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, the big business lobby, primarily backers of the Republicans, talking on Upfront on WISN yesterday. I think we'll leave one more cut from Kurt Bauer. Uncertainty, picking winners and losers. It's the new way. Man, let's hear what he had to say about the uncertainty and unknown consequences. Cut four, please.
You talk about the uncertainty with these tariffs from day to day, week to week. How difficult is it, if at all, for you to pinpoint exactly how this will impact consumers across the state of Wisconsin?
Well, because it's a moving target, we're just not sure. As I said, I think it's going to be several months before we truly understand. There will be some unknown consequences, to be sure, in all of this. I think that, by and large, our members are supportive of what the president is trying to accomplish to create free, fair, and reciprocal trade with other nations. We want to be treated fairly. We want to trade with the world, but we want to trade freely and fairly. And if they're imposing tariffs on us, I think the majority of our members want tariffs imposed until maybe we can compel them to bring them down and we can truly have free trade.
So we want free trade, so we're going to impose more tariffs. Mm-hmm. If you do enough tariffs and they do reciprocal tariffs, eventually we'll get to free trade. I don't see how that equation works.
No, that's not typically how it works, nor is it that other countries are instituting tariffs on us and Trump is just saying, well, if you're going to put a tariff on us, then we'll put a tariff on you. This started here.
And there are certainly trading situations that could be improved upon. And usually that would be done by, I don't know, like an agreement with those countries. And I did see a headline where Trump was going to consider the value added tax that European countries would add and interpret that, quote unquote, as a tariff in his mind. So he's just making stuff up. And what I did not hear in those four cuts from Kurt Bauer, the president CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, was a resounding endorsement and support
for the
efforts. Now, what he did say is, you know, by and large, I think it was a term, most of our members are down with trying to get to free trade. Okay. But is this, and again, I would, is this the way? Mm-hmm. Do you endorse this? Is it, if 25%, is that good enough? Should it be 50? You know, I want to, because... Of course, he's hedging or he's being very, very cautious in his answers because it's going to hurt a lot of people. And when you talk about uncertainty and winners and losers and unknown consequences and uncertainty, those are all the things that good, stable business hates.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Bauer. Mm-hmm. And so I would, if I could interpret all that, you're a little worried about what the president is doing, although hopefully maybe in the end it'll work out. We'll have to wait and see. I guess is my takeaway. Mm.
What I will say is it was a little bit refreshing and maybe a little vindicating to hear someone on the other side of the aisle talking about the chaos and talking about the uncertainty, because I know that I've been feeling just mired in the uncertainty and the chaos and this fire hose of information and misinformation and changes and this is this way, but now it's that way. It's nice to hear that they're experiencing that as well.
Yeah, everyone's feeling that. And I guess everyone's hoping for the best. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, no one wants to see the economy tank, but certainly that is a concern when you talk about this kind of activity coming from let's just face it. You know, I mean, Donald Trump is uncertainty defined.
Incarnate. Yeah.
Right, totally. So thanks for the folks over at Upfront for getting Kurt Bauer out there. It's been a while since I talked to Kurt, so I'm glad someone else had to get that done. I hope you enjoyed that. And again, remember, consider the source, Kurt Bauer. These folks are concerned. That is my takeaway from that interview. Also, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bias, he's writing up, Brad Schimmel is banking on conservative groups to start spending on ads very soon. Uh-oh.
Mm.
I thought you couldn't beg for money. And I got to tell you, over the last, I don't know, several days and being up in Door County over the weekend, I had the telly on, had like sports on and whatever, but, you know, the sound down, just have something on in the background, watching some basketball and NBA All-Star Weekend and all that. Just a crap ton of ads for Crawford, just ripping on Schimmel for justifiably for, you know, not testing the rape kits and his endorsement of the 1849 abortion law. Just filthy. The television was just filthy, the broadcast with these ads.
Were you flipping channels or were you?
No, it was just... on. No, it was, we were staying. I mean, occasionally, but not generally. It was on for a couple hours and then put something else on. But it was across the board on multiple channels. I would say that. But what did Brad Schimmel say? Of course, we know He's been begging for money before. We got a little sound of that. Maybe we'll read a little bit, then we'll get into the sound. Mm-hmm. From Bice at the Journal Sentinel, speaking at a Pint and Politics event in Jefferson County on Tuesday, Schimmel all but begged specific conservative groups, one a business group and the other a super PAC largely funded by a billionaire, to start airing TV ads in his increasingly expensive high-stakes contest. Well, who does he mention? Apparently, well, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Oh.
You just heard the president and CEO, Kurt Bauer, lamenting the uncertainty and the unknown consequences, and mm-hmm. there will be winners and losers. Mm-hmm. That guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy is going to be giving Brad Schimmel a crap ton of money. And also Fair Courts America, another one. So, well, and this is starting to happen, and I got to say this, Dan Schaefer, our political editor, threw this one out there for our consideration, according to the At Medium Buying. Now, this is an organization on Twitter that tracks breaking political ad news. They are saying that the Elon Musk-funded group Building America's Future is placing new TV ad spending in Wisconsin. Start date is this Thursday, the 20th. So, Brad Schimmel has asked, and he has received. Elon Musk's group is going to start running ads in Wisconsin. I do have some of the sound from Schimmel. We're going to play that for you on the other side. Folks, you can be a part as well. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Come back with us. Harvey K at the top of the hour. Back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS on the board. We can give you better love. Love the Struts. Love the Struts. Some of them came back around Milwaukee in August of last year. Hope they come around the summertime. The fun band. We are discussing Brad Schimmel. He is the judge from Waukesha, former attorney general under former governor Scott Walker. I believe he was in charge when I got arrested.
Indeed.
Not that I'm mad about that or anything. Or holding
not that it's left any permanent marks on you. Or
none whatsoever. That and I come from a broken home. I mean, you know.
And you worked on a farm.
Oh, my God. You don't even know. I have all sorts of reasons why I am the way I am. Excuses, reasons, justifications, unknown consequences of my lifestyle, Jess. Uncertainty, perhaps. Brad Schimmel, speaking to a group lamenting, of course, the fundraising. As mentioned, I've been seeing, and probably you folks have too, a lot of Crawford ads bashing Schimmel justifiably on the failing to test the rape kits.
Is it really bashing if it's accurate and informing the public?
It is because it's true. It's informing the public. I mean, and they're very, very critical in the way they do it.
Fair.
Which is justified, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could be, oh, yes, you know, Mr. Brad Schimmel, while he was attorney general, failed to look into and test the...
Left over 99% of rape kits untested.
Oh, man, they got the gritty film and the nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Lighting them up. They're beating them over the head with it.
As they should.
Right. Come on, man. What? I do recall when this campaign first started, one of Schimmel's first ads, when he's slow walking, you know, with the cops, threw out some graphic about how many rape kits were tested or something like that. You know, so he was already knowing that was going to be a part of it, already trying to get ahead of it. The other ad about Brad Schimmel is they play some of the audio that we've played for you fine folks in the past. about him, you know, wondering, well, what's wrong with that 1849 abortion law? And that's totally fine, and nothing wrong with that. And it's
yikes.
And if it gets overturned, it's terrible. I mean, he definitely made comments about it. They are playing his own words in those ads against him. But I haven't seen a whole lot of those Schimmel. I think they kind of blew the wad on the first couple of weeks, and it's been maybe back. And so now he's out there lamenting he wants more money. Maybe WMC, the good folks over with Kurt Bauer and the Wisconsin Manufacturing Commerce, will step in and some of these other groups. And apparently one of the other groups has Elon Musk is wading his way into Wisconsin's Supreme Court race.
That surely will be great for the health of our judicial system,
the
right?
Building America's future, placing new ads. Anyway, so over the weekend recently, I'll just say, Schimmel was talking about this. We got some sound on him.
We do.
I don't know if he's necessarily getting the knee pads out begging for money here, but sure talking about the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you read between the lines? Let's hear what Schimmel had to say.
We are up in our ad buy. Here's one of the problems. She's already got friends.
Yeah.
Outside organizations that are pounding money into that. As much as we've raised a lot of money, it's $600,000 to $700,000 a week right now to buy a 1,000-point statewide TV buy. That's crazy money, and it's going to go up to $1 million a week very soon. As more ads are bought, the price will go up. We've raised a lot of money, but we aren't saving any. We're all in. So I'm hoping that very soon we're going to start seeing friends like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce,
Kurt,
Airports America, other groups like that, that very soon they're going to get on the airwaves and help take some pressure off, because once they do, then I can diversify our messaging. But until then, I've got to stay on this strategy.
Got to stay on the strategy of out and talking with the folks, I guess. Is that the strategy, man? But let's remind the folks, what Brad Schimmel has said in the past about, you know, begging for money.
Certainly.
Cut to.
I have to invest in knee pads. You
knee
know?
Pads.
I go to Menards. And
Menards.
Knee pads.
Menards.
To crawl around begging people. Please, please, please consider getting involved in supporting my race.
I got to go beg people. I thought you couldn't ask for money.
If I can't, as a judge, I can't ask people directly for money.
But I can suggest very, very heavily.
According to Dan Bice at the Journal Sentinel, Schimmel's latest comments are a bit odd, given that he earlier told a conservative radio host that he knew personally a lot of outside groups are committed to making sure conservatives get control of the Supreme Court. Elsewhere, he estimated the groups will spend $10 to $15 million on the race. Quote, I do have national relationships with donors well beyond Wisconsin. I've met with many of them already, and I'm confident that we're going to see them come in the race. As Bice goes on to say, it's unusual how openly Schimmel has talked about the financial side of his campaign, which has raised $5.1 million, while Crawford is at $7.7 million. The state's judicial conduct code is very clear. Quote, a judge candidate for judicial office or judge-elect shall not personally solicit or accept campaign contributions. The campaign has to do that. Now, Derek Honeyman, a spokesman for Crawford, criticized Schimmel for personally directing outside groups when to take to the air. He noted that Schimmel earlier told wealthy donors how to legally circumvent campaign donor limits in his race. Uh-huh, oh, yeah, uh-huh, we talked about that with our friends over
there. If you have more than $20,000 to give, just give it to the state party.
That's fine, and then they'll take care of it. They'll know what to do. Here's what Crawford's spokesman says. Schimmel, Brad Schimmel, has already been caught begging for cash from extreme far-right donors, telling them exactly how to pour unlimited amounts of money into his campaign. Now he's begging extreme groups to inundate voters with false negative ads to distract from his record of failure. Yeah, remember that false negative ad where they used, like, AI?
Right, was to manipulate AI? Her face.
Yeah, yeah, she was smiling, but their ad says she should be shameful.
She should be shamed.
So they're shame.
Mm-hmm.
So they put a frowny face on
her? Yeah.
frowny emoji?
No, they physically manipulated her face.
No, I know. It's not. It was only, which even if you did a frowny emoji, it'd be
better.
That'd
be funny.
Right. So there we go. There's some of the updates on that. We see the texters and the callers are lighting up. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Callers, though, you get first priority here. Mm-hmm. Matt from Middleton, you are up. Thank you for your patience, Matt. Welcome. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Thanks again for what you do.
Yeah, man.
I attended my first protest today.
Well done. What were you protesting?
Yeah. Down at the Capitol. I went down there to scream multiple times, F Trump, as loud as I could.
Well, was anybody listening? Was there a lot of people, man? What was how was the feeling? What was going on? Was this specifically an anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk rally?
I think it's all of it.
Yeah.
People see the system collapsing and they don't like it. It's definitely more people than there was before, like a week ago. I think when the weather gets nicer, we're going to see even more numbers. A lot of people beeping at us in support, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's cold out, man.
Well, it feels good to do something.
Yes, it does.
A lot of us feel so helpless, you know?
Yeah, it's good therapy, man. It's good to be around, you know, like-minded people and all that, man. I totally get that. I appreciate all you folks out there doing that. National Day of Protest Day, my understanding, all over the place. Lots of folks were out there. Matt in Middleton doing it as well. And I think there's good reason to protest. And although we may be more, I don't know, energetic and concerned than folks like Matt Bauer from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, I think a lot of folks see the writing on the wall with this president. And so I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for calling in, Matt. Thanks for joining us. 855-752-4842. Mark, our conservative buddy from Sussex, he chimes in. What if the tariffs and economy work out? I wouldn't bet against Trump and Musk. That would be bad news for Democrats. Welcome Vance or Musk for 8 more years. Well, Musk can't be a president.
That's correct. He was not born in the United States.
Not that that matters.
I mean, what's the Constitution anyway?
Really, I'm not really president, but I just bought my way into the room, and I'm just going to hang out and tell the guy what to do.
So what if the tariffs work, Dom?
Great, but there's no evidence that that's going to happen. And here's my most recent example of that. The last time Trump did it when he was president. The last time we got into a tariff war, it did not work out for us.
It didn't?
No, it did not.
But then why are we doing it again?
Because he thinks the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yep.
I mean, he's going against the trade deal that he negotiated.
But isn't he the best negotiator ever?
Yes, it was the greatest ever. Now whoever wrote that crappy deal.
Well, it stinks.
The hell of that guy. I'm going to do tariffs now. Mark, because the tariffs last time, it cost us money, man. It cost us, and it specifically, we talked about the farmers. And now I have the numbers, man. And usually I'm not great at, like, recalling these kinds of things, but it bothered me so it actually stuck in my head. Last time Donald Trump got into a trade war with China, they stopped buying tons of Wisconsin agricultural goods. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump went to pocket with the CCC New Era deal that basically gives the Department of Agriculture a blank check. And he cut $12 billion to the farmers. And then another time he spent like $16 billion, mm-hmm. $28 billion. This wasn't a bailout like the auto industry. This was cash money out of pocket gone. Gone. So why would I think that this is going to be any different, Mark? My question to you, sir, is what if the tariffs don't work and the economy tanks? You know what I'm saying? Because there's two sides to this question, bro. I'm concerned about that. The last time this happened, he went for almost $30 billion just on the farming thing alone. Just on that alone. And it happened to be around election time, which is also just, I mean, he's basically buying the votes, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He's buying the votes, uh-huh. Mark, from uh-huh. Sussex. So while I can appreciate that, and if they work, great, okay, but they're not gonna. I don't believe that for a minute. Now, if it's a negotiating ploy and something happens, okay, but is that going to impact you, Mark? I mean, we get it. If the tariffs don't work, we get into a trade war, costs are going to go up, right? Hell, even if it's a negotiating ploy and costs go up for a little while, do you think they're going to come back down? Have they come back down? What has been the big problem with this inflation that we had that started under Joe Biden? Well, it's not coming down, right? Oh, what up, you know, 8-9%, and now it's going up, you know, up 3% now. Well, it's still going up. It's not like it's going down. So if you think that these prices and this effort by Donald Trump is going to lower your cost of eggs and lower inflation, I just don't see that coming based on historical evidence and what happened last time.
Right. We actually do have a whole catalog of history that shows us what tends to happen when we have tariffs. And we have direct history from 5 years ago.
Right. It's not that long ago.
It's not ancient history.
It's not. It's not. 855-752-4842. Got the texters, got the callers, but the callers get priority. Our pal, Meet Pizza Box Mike. It's been a long time, Mike. Welcome. Good to hear you, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And it came today. I was actually rather impressed with the turnout. But, you know, me, man, I was at the point where I'm like, you know, this really resounds better when you're inside the Capitol.
You know? Yeah, it does. And it's warmer inside the Capitol, Mike.
Yes. I mean, I'm like, come on. Some of us, we've done this before. And there were a lot of people that were, yes, we know we should go in. And, well, there's a permit event. I go, you don't need a permit.
Oh,
you
see?
Don't need no stinking permit. Our permit is the state constitution. And not only is it our right, but tell you what, folks, it's our patriotic duty to stand up at this hour.
Yes.
And it was a lot like, it did feel like the beginning of 2011. And then there was a guy that was in the middle getting in trouble or a little bit of a debate with one of the Capitol Police saying, you're doing this. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I came in and helped resolve that situation, calm these guys down, and also took a couple of shots at, you know, Chief Chicken David Irwin, who wears a suit and lives across the street, and you'll never know the guy. And then one of the cops that knew me and was a supervisor came in, and we discussed, and people were listening. And yes, there were kids there playing music. We've learned from our mistakes. At least I have, a little bit.
A little bit.
Certainly not the Democratic Party, you know, decision makers. But what I said was, be respectful for these kids. Let them know you support them. In between their music, you can cheer for them and stuff. And there was the FFA there. Let them know that we're here to support them, that Elon Musk and Trump are not, you know. And then I gave them a two-for-one Trump or.
Sorry, man. Got to cut you short, Mike. Coming up against the heartbreak. Love to hear your voice, man. Thank you for being out there and protesting. Folks, protest with us. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, going to join me in the next hour. Hopefully he's put down the scallops and the key lime pie long enough to have a conversation with us. Checking in from Florida, the good life. Harvey K., appreciate you. Appreciate all you folks as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots of texts. Just Cam, I know you got a lot out there, man, but I can't read all that. But I do want to get to Andrew from Maine. Does Wisconsin require permits for peaceful visits in the Capitol building? I believe the U.S. Capitol does not. So why would the states, even if the visitors show up in costume and with candidate flags? No, Andrew from Maine, you do not need a permit. They tried that back in the day. That's when Crudy and I got arrested. I got arrested for being a long-haired hippie with flip-flops. Apparently, that's a crime.
It was definitely the flip-flops.
Totally the flip-flops. I was not singing. I was just I was there as a member of the media. You've been talking to Steph.
No, I've heard you sing. I'm kidding. You're really not that bad.
I sound better than Mike. So, no, you do not need a permit. But they tried. They created during the Walker administration when it was after Act 10 protests and the Solidarity Sing-Along members were go there at noon to one every day, Monday through Friday, and sing silly songs that just annoyed the hell out of Scott Walker and the Republicans. So they decided they're going to come up with a new administrative rule.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a rule. Administrative rule. 5 point something. Something.
They send that out by memo?
Did you get the memo? I don't know if you got the TPS reports. So they made up this rule, which ultimately proved to be unconstitutional. That was Crudy's case.
Shocking.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, before that all happened, you know, hundreds of people were arrested for a bunk, no good, unconstitutional administrative rule violation that they just made up.
And that cost them a couple pretty pennies, didn't it?
It did.
Huh?
But they were eager to try it. They didn't give a damn. You know,
sure.
Oh, go arrest these folks. What?
Mm-hmm.
80-year-old women with their hands zip-tied behind their back.
No one wants to see that.
For singing a song in the Capitol, the people's house. It was just so offensive. But so if you're surprised at all by anything you see from the GOP these days, just remember, it all started with the seed corn right here in Wisconsin with Scott mm-hmm. Walker and those folks. And, mm-hmm. of course, it started before that with Reagan, go on and on and on. But that was the most recent history. So, no, you don't need a permit. See, and the fact that people even ask that still comes up in conversation. Mm-hmm. That stuff lasts. Raises a whole new question, Dom. Were you arrested by the Capitol Police or the Fashion Police? Great, great question.
You know, your fashion isn't bad. It's just simple, pared down, you know, consistent.
Consistent. If there's any.
Consistent.
I like business.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate certainty and consistency.
Sure. A black t-shirt.
Black pants, black t-shirt, tennis shoes. In the winter.
In the winter.
In the winter. Otherwise, it's short and flip-flops for sure. 855-752-4842. Oh, do we have time to jam this one in? Okay, the Right Side Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm.
They believe this is the beginning of the revelation.
Yeah, it's good to say.
Let's just hear it. Play it, please.
On and on and on, we see that people are getting hit by this, figuratively speaking, this wave of President Trump's greatness. Here's the thing. We always are saying how great President Trump is, and he is. But he is standing with the Constitution,
what?
With truth, with common sense, with God, who are higher than President Trump. Let's be honest. The truth, God, is higher than him. President Trump said it himself.
Oh, yeah, many times.
Remember,
I'm higher than him.
He set up that speech in North Carolina. He goes, someone said, I'm the most famous person in the world. He goes, I know someone that's more famous
than
me. And he looked up and he goes, it's not even close. He said, Jesus Christ. So
John Lennon.
And you're not going to hear that on mainstream media.
Right? You know, someone.
You're not going to hear that on me. Nope.
Should we squeeze in the second one?
Yes, please.
I saw the comparison to Cyrus as well in the Bible. How the Persian king who helped Israel. You can even compare David. I personally believe people who were chosen in the time to lead their people. President Trump is oddly similar in with the prophecies of coming in to have really a strong personality, but also to mandate peace, to mandate prosperity,
what?
To lead mm-hmm. their people out of bondage.
What?
Huh?
Lead their people out of the beginning of revelation.
Now right? that's the messy Christian one where we all die, right?
They go on to say, Trump was oddly familiar. All right, here we go. It's eerily reminiscent of what has been prophesied in biblical times and even leading up now into what may be the beginning of revelation. But if you look at salvation history, President Trump oddly aligning with a person who might be part of the greater plan, the beginning of revelation. Isn't revelation like the Antichrist?
Right. I thought this is the one where like all us non-believers, according to this very narrow belief structure, we all die.
We all die. Okay.
Scorched earth.
Oh.
Everyone dies. Rocks fall. This is what we want? This is the guy who's bringing this on.
I would just suggest that Right Side Broadcasting Network and these cats, man, Matthew Alvarez and Bobby McNeely. Now, McNeely was wearing a cross on his lapel.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's very, 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 very faithful. Perhaps if that were to be true, that maybe Trump is the Antichrist. Have you ever considered that? You know, I mean, a dynamic liar. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of all the things I've seen The Omen a couple of times.
Yeah.
I remember the movies, man. No consideration from Matthew Alvarez or Bobby McNeely that Trump might be the Antichrist.
I mean, certainly he does act anti-Christ-like.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, anti-love thy neighbor, anti-care for the poor amongst you.
I would just suggest that folks, you know, guys like Matthew and Bobby, I mean, if paradise awaits, don't let me stop you. You know, Hotel Dominic has no fee for early checkout. Come back with us, folks. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, checking in from the Florida. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.